Trend number three, beware the IP trolls. In 1992, an engineer at AT&T named Tom Campana left to start his own business, which he called NTP. The business was based on collecting a variety of potentially valuable patents, most notably a technology that would allow people to send and receive email on a mobile device. In 2000, NTP sued Research in Motion, maker of the BlackBerry, claiming the company was infringing on NTP's patent. Although NTP never actually put the technology into use, it won the lawsuit and was paid more than $600 million for its trouble, according to Fortune magazine. This set the tone for a practice known as patent trolling, in which a company buys or develops patents with no intention of using them. It then finds appropriate targets that are related closely enough to permit a lawsuit or the threat of one. The stakes are high, as the RIM case shows, and the cost to defend such a suit is $1 million at a minimum. As described in an article published in The Lawyer, the practice of patent trolling was developed in the United States, but it is now migrating around the globe. Europe is becoming attractive to patent trolls because of the low cost involved in suing there compared to the U.S. The larger the company, the more attractive a target it makes, so a number of these giants are banding together to fight this trend. According to the Wall Street Journal, Verizon, Motorola, Google, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Ericsson, and others have formed the Allied Security Trust, a nonprofit organization that buys patents. On the opposing side of this patent war stands a company called Intellectual Ventures, which the website TechDirt describes as, quote, a dangerous innovation-harming monstrosity, unquote, that shakes down big companies for license fees with the threat of patent infringement lawsuits. To facilitate this, Intellectual Ventures has more than 1,000 shell companies that can be used to hide patent ownership and sue companies if need be. The company was founded by Nathan Myhrvold, who retired as Microsoft's chief technology officer in 2000 after founding its advanced research group. According to the Seattle Times, Microsoft pioneered the idea that software is intellectual property and therefore patentable. Intellectual Ventures now has acquired about 27,000 patents that have generated $1 billion in revenue from licenses, and it has made another $80 million from patents it has generated in-house. Coming to his own defense in the Harvard Business Review, Myhrvold said that his company was set up to create a capital market for inventions, and by doing so, the company argues that it actually helps small inventors and thereby encourages innovation. Regardless of the broader moral and economic consequences of patent trolling, it has touched off a fierce battle as lawmakers try to reform patent law. Not unexpectedly, these reform efforts are meeting stiff resistance from both sides. Those companies that are supporting the Allied Security Trust essentially want weaker patent protection, in that they don't want to be sued by companies that they consider to be patent trolls. On the other side, such companies as General Electric, Procter & Gamble, 3M, DuPont, and Caterpillar are against change because they depend on strong patents that represent their core assets. As the struggle goes on, what can we expect? Consider these four forecasts. First, patent trolling will be a thriving business until the legal context changes. At present, there's no law against it, and it's fairly easy to set up shop, though capital is required to obtain or develop patents. The patents, however, are often discounted because they're obtained from bankrupt companies, of which there are now plenty. Managers and corporate executives are well advised to keep tabs on who is suing or threatening to sue their competitors, because that may be a harbinger of trouble for them. Second, although the number of formal patent lawsuits has been declining since 2004, coercive use of patents will continue to grow. Most patent trolling companies don't need to sue. They simply ask the offending company to purchase a license or grant a royalty. It's often cheaper for the large firm to do that than to fight in court with an uncertain outcome. This, in turn, drives up the cost to the consumer and may stifle innovation. Third, patent reform will remain a contentious issue. Too many entrenched parties have too many vested interests to enable a clear resolution of patent law issues in the next few years. One extremely difficult issue concerns the way courts decide on damages when someone wins an infringement suit. According to PC World, when a small element in a given product appears to infringe on a patent, the court considers the value of the whole product when awarding damages. Many technology companies, including Google, Amazon, Intel, Microsoft, and Apple, want to see the law change so that courts would only consider the cost of the one element that infringes on the patent, rather than on the whole product. However, opponents say this change would make it easier for large companies to take advantage of the small companies that invent such components. And fourth, despite the inertia, our national competitiveness requires some sort of legislative response to the sad state of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in the coming decade. At the moment, the backlog of patents stands at more than 750,000 pending applications, and innovators must wait an average of 31 months after filing for approval to receive a patent. The fee for filing is less than $1,000, but it costs the patent office more than $4,000 to review each application and make a decision. Because it costs so little to file, many companies simply file as many applications as they can, doing sloppy research and preparation work while hoping some of them are approved. The system is not sustainable, and reforms are urgently needed.